Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show today. This is Shannon, and I am super excited because Virginia's here. Yay! Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Shannon. Hi, everyone. I'm excited, too.
We miss doing this show together. And
we
so
do.
When I was thinking about this topic, I knew immediately who I wanted to ask to come and help me with it.
Oh, thanks, Shannon. I'm excited.
It is exciting. So, wow, let's see. Where should we start? So December, I find the very energy of December, and I believe it's because of Christmas and the whole giving and receiving, that our crossed over loved ones just show up and we either notice it more or the very energy makes it easier for them to send us signs, symbols, and messages. What do you think, Virginia?
Mm-hmm. I think they are a lot more active at this time of year. I think it's because it's the holidays and that they still want to come and celebrate the holiday season with us, so they make their presence known a little bit more around this time.
Nice. Some people think it's Halloween, and there's lots of topics about that and discussion, and I've always disagreed. I feel it's December. So as soon as December 1st hit, I had extra activity at my house.
But I agree with the Halloween, because I start noticing the rise in energy in October, and I feel like it just carries through to usually to like the end of January.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. See, and I at Halloween a little bit, but I think it's because I block it at Halloween because, you know me, I'm a scaredy cat.
It does get a little weird.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, fear blocks intuition and psychic abilities every time.
Mm-hmm.
Always. So there's probably lots of action going on, and I have it all blocked because I don't want to be scared. I know.
Oh, Shannon.
I'm a psychic and a scaredy one. Oh, well. It's all good. So, Virginia, tell everybody what happened when you called in this morning, because that was funny.
Well, I'm sitting here in my makeshift office in my second bedroom here, and I heard a cat meow, but it was so soft and light and subtle that I wasn't even sure if it was really my cat. So I'm literally calling in. Shannon, and, you know, was talking to me, and I have my earbuds in with my phone, and I hear the cat, and I had to turn to make sure it was an actual live cat in the house and not me hearing a spirit cat. And, of course, when I turned too quickly, and I'm attached to my phone, and it pulled my phone off of the desk, and it was just a little
There's
bit of
crash.
Yeah, and Shannon says, "Are you okay?" Yep, just checking to make sure it's a live cat meowing at me.
I know, only on a psychic radio show. Yeah, we hear
right.
Animals and noises, and we have to check, are you real or are you in spirit? Check that.
Well, because it has happened to me where I've felt, you know, I'm laying in bed and I felt a cat jump on the bed, and I could feel it kind of, you know how cats like knead with their front paws before they lay down?
Yeah.
And so I feel that happening, and I was starting to get irritated because it felt like it was going on forever, and I'm trying to sleep, so I reached my hand back to just pet the cat and, you know, like, it's okay, just lay down. And I'm reaching, and I'm not feeling a cat, and I'm reaching and reaching. And so finally I sat up and looked over, and there's no cat. No live cat anyway. So, yeah, I was being visited.
That's so funny. as I've been parking my truck in the garage the last few days, and it did start in November, I see either a dog, but a small dog, so it might be Bella, my blue heeler who crossed over in June, or else a black and white cat just walking along the garage waiting for me to put my truck away. And I'm like, hi.
I think that's so important, how you and I just react normally and we, you know, like, oh, okay, well, it was just one of the spirit cats or, you know, it's one of the spirit animals visiting. And I think that's so huge to do that we don't need to get scared or freaked out because we see, you know, a little shadow out of the side of our, you know, out of our peripheral vision or it's usually one of our former pets or maybe one that lived where you now live and it's just visiting.
Yes.
Most times with animals anyway.
It's true. I have a picture actually when I was roping one day and there's this green ghostly blob beside me helping me by hazing the calf that I was roping to, I can't remember why we were roping it. Oh, I think it was a bull and it needed to be a steer. And so when I looked at the picture after they were developed, and I was on my horse. I obviously didn't take it. And it was the dog that used to live here before we moved.
Yes.
Rusty, he was helping me. It is a cool picture. I should put it actually on my fan page for everyone to see because it's pretty obvious.
Well, it's nice that he's still there and he's still helping, you know, maintain the land and, you know, run the ranch for you or help you out and keep things in line.
Yes. Okay, I have a cool story about something similar. So the gentleman that we bought this ranch from, and I'm pretty sure he sold it to us because he had a best friend named Cordell and my baby was Cordell at the time. Anyway, I know, right? Cute. He crossed over at the end of August, and we didn't know about it because, I don't know, I didn't go to town for a couple of weeks or something, and so I didn't see the notice at the post office. And I didn't know, but right after that, my door kept opening. And I'm like, hi, whoever's visiting. And then I ran into his wife at the post office about 3 weeks later, and she told me what happened, and I'm like, she brought it up, though. I didn't. She goes, yeah, so you'll probably see him around the ranch, and I'm like, that's who's been opening my door. I said, great. Now Norm can help me chase cows when I need it. I'm very happy about that. Okay, and I'll say it on here because I'm pretty sure my neighbors don't listen. But the neighbors that I'm fighting with, well, not really fighting with, but the ones that, you know, threatened to shoot my first dog and ran over my last dog, they had a feud going with Norm that used to live here too, and it was over dogs. Weird how that all came up again. Anyways, ever since I found out that he was, you know, crossed over and hanging out, they don't even enter my energy anymore. I don't even notice them. So whatever he's doing, thank you, buddy.
Nice.
I know. Isn't that cool?
It is. I think it's awesome that, A, we have helpers on the other side, and, B, that some of us are lucky enough to be aware of them.
Talk about some of the ways that we know our crossed over loved ones are visiting us. What are some of yours? And people in the chat room, please share yours too. And I see that I have a list of callers. We are not doing readings today, just so that you're aware of that, because we have a lot of information to share. But we will share with you some of the ways your crossed over loved ones are probably visiting. But if you have something to tell us, like a story or something you want to share, hop into the chat room and type it out because it's too much for me to try to take callers and talk and do the chat room. And so that's how that's going. So if you're one of the people waiting on a call hoping for a reading, not going to happen today. Maybe I could talk Virginia into having a special show sometime and we'll do readings. But readings take a lot of energy and a different kind of energy, which is why this is not a call-in reading show. So, okay, now. Go share some of the ways that they visit you.
So, oh my gosh, for me it's so many different ways. A lot of times I will get the smell of smoke in the air, and I'm pretty sure that's my grandfather. He was a smoker.
Nice.
And I get that a lot. I mean, and it's a clear as day, like, cigarette smoke smell. And nobody in my home smokes. So, and I get this a lot. So I know that he's around me a lot and he visits, if I could speak, and he visits a lot. Some other things, I'm trying to think, like, I will get... I don't know. It's so different with each time, and it's so normal to me for things to happen.
I know, right? Almost,
that it's not like, oh my gosh, this happened. But you know, it'll be little things. I'll get like a vision, you know, out of the corner of my eye. A lot of times, I'll just sense that somebody is here, and that I can just feel it, or you know what I mean? I feel a lot, so I'll just sense the presence.
Okay.
Like when you're sitting, it's just like when you're sitting in a room with your back to the door or something to an entryway, and someone walks in the room and you just know that someone walked in without physically seeing them because your back is to them. It's that same feeling and that same energy. You just sense somebody else in the room with you, and except when they're in spirit, you know, I obviously can't turn around and say, oh, you know.
Well, you do turn around and say hi.
Yeah. Well, usually I do say hi. That's why I had to stop myself. You know. Because it is such a normal occurrence for me.
It totally is.
Mm-hmm. And then with the animals, I'll get the same little, like, visions, but they're always lower. So that's how I know it's an animal and it's not a person, like, out of the corner of my eye. Yeah.
Sherry in the chat room shared that her dog crossed over recently and they've heard her drinking water, panting, and her toenails on the floor. I love that.
I do, too.
I know, right?
Sister-in-law.
It's so funny.
Yeah. I'm sorry, because she's talking about a dog. My sister-in-law just had to put their puppy down on, or not a puppy, he was 13 and a half, just had to put him down on Friday. So I've had a lot of, like, sadness and heavy energy around animals right now because I'm just sad about this. Because now we went from being a three-dog family amongst all of us that are, you know, here in the state to being a no dog family now within 2 years. And so it's just, it's really sad.
It is sad.
Yeah. But it's so nice to know that they still come back and they visit. And it's so awesome to be aware of that.
Yet when you feel the cat jump on the bed,
mm-hmm.
And your real cats aren't there.
Mm-hmm. When we,
I know, because sometimes you go ahead.
No, you go.
Say, don't. See, we're so excited today. Sometimes my real cats jump on the bed, and I'm not sure if it's spirit or real, and I have to look. Oh, it is you.
I have to do the same thing. When we when we had to put our dog down, our lab down 2 years ago, we hung his. He had a chain around his neck for his collar, and we hung it up in the kitchen, and we would hear it for the first few months. We would hear it moving and rattling.
Uh-huh.
And I'd wake up, and I'd say to my husband, say, Ken, did you hear that? And he'd say, no. So I'd, you know, wake him up and make sure he's listening, and then he'd hear it. Or, like, other times he would tell me later, like, I was just getting out of the shower, and I heard the chain rattling. Were you up? No, I was sound asleep. So, yeah, that was his sign that he was visiting.
Nice. Very nice. We get cigarette smoke when my husband's grandma's visiting.
That is crazy, isn't it?
Uh-huh. It's interesting, isn't it? Cigarette smoke is a really, really common one. So when you smell cigarette smoke and you're not the one smoking, or you don't smoke especially, because then you notice it more, whoever
mm-hmm.
popped into your mind, that's who's visiting you.
And I think something to talk about as we're talking about this is it's so common for lights in the house to flicker or the TV to just turn itself off, which I've had that happen to me, and or just change channels or something, you know. These are very common things, especially with electricity. It's very
mm-hmm.
easy for our loved ones to affect the electricity in the house. And when that happens, typically people get a little freaked out because it's not normal for people that aren't Shannon or myself or other mediums. They have lights flicker and TVs turn off and stuff like that. And so I always, whenever people ask me, like, well, this happened, you know, what do? I always suggest that you kind of get over that freak out, like immediate freak out thing, like, oh my gosh, something weird just happened. Take a deep breath and kind of check in with your body and your gut. And do you feel frightened underneath that freak out or do you feel calm? Because if you feel calm, it's one of your loved ones and it's nothing to be afraid of. But if you do have a sense of like panic or fear, then you tell whatever you're feeling or whatever you're noticing, get the heck out because it's your house, not theirs.
Exactly. It's your house, not theirs. And you can tell them to get out if they're making you uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, anything that's positive will stay. Anything that's negative will leave. That's how that works.
Right.
So don't be, afraid to tell them to get out. It's all good.
Right. Yeah, don't be afraid at all. Say it with conviction and like you mean it. Like I always tell people, if a stranger walked into your house randomly, are you going to sit there and say, can you go? No, you're going to yell at them and tell them to get the heck out of your house. It's the same thing with spirits. It's the same thing. You sense a presence and you don't want it there. You tell it to get out and mean it.
And mean it, yes. Say it with conviction. It's your house right now, not theirs.
Right.
And, you know, after a while, when you kind of notice your loved ones visiting, like Virginia has said, it just becomes commonplace. And you get you see them or you get the smell that accompanies them, like the cigarette smoke or cookies baking. Lots of times that happens. And then you just smile and say, hi, Grandma, and move on.
Right. I mean, it could be their perfume. It could be their favorite flower. And there's so many different scents that can kind of wash by your face. And that's usually just your loved one trying to say hi or let you know that they're around. And a lot of times we mistake it for something bigger than what it is. And usually it's just them just wanting to say hi and let you know that they're there. And very often we think, oh, my gosh, something's wrong, something's happening, someone else is going to die. I've done it where I've gone, you know, in the complete opposite direction in panic of, oh, my gosh, why are they here?
They
why
have a big message.
Happening?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. And that's not it. They're just trying to say hi. If they had a bigger message, and if they had a bigger message, they would let you know. They would find a way to let you know.
Yes.
They come in dreams a lot.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams are amazing.
I've heard that from a few people recently that someone has visited them in their dreams, and that's another really common one.
That means
you're
visiting each other.
Mm-hmm.
So go with it.
I love that.
You're an active participant during your dream. You get to go visit people, see what's happening. Because a lot of times they just really want to let you know that they're fine.
Yes.
It's truly just their message. They just want to say hi and let you know that they're fine and that they want you to be fine. I realize that sometimes we're looking for big, grand messages, right? And sometimes there are, but more times than not, it's just a simple hi.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah. So think of some favorite stories of having your crossed over loved ones visit. I don't know. Two nights ago I went in the kitchen for something and I came back and there was someone sitting on the living room couch watching TV with my husband. I'm like, hey, dude. And And I didn't even say anything to Brent. I just, I was like, yeah, hi. And I sat down and continued watching TV or reading my book, whatever I was doing. And it didn't even occur to me that maybe I should tell Brent that there's someone sitting on the couch. Huh. I know, right? It wasn't until oh, by the way. He shakes his head at me. And then last night, I was just about to fall asleep, and I heard this voice laughing. Ha, 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 ha. And I'm like, really? And then Brett comes in, and I'm like, why were you laughing? And he says, that wasn't me. I'm like, okay. Good night, then.
Oh, that's hilarious.
If it was my husband,
I don't know that I would tell him either. or that I would think to, I would probably react the same way you did, like, oh, hi, and just carry on with what I was doing.
Yeah, and then just carry on, and then later you're like, well, maybe I should have told him, huh? Sometimes I don't tell Brent because he is one of the people that wants to figure it out. Oh, do they have a big message? What do they want to say?
Yeah.
And I'm like, nothing. I don't want to work right now.
Right.
Leave me alone. I don't know.
See, and Ken, he still gets a little freaked out by the whole, you know, spirits being around thing. And so I usually don't tell him because I see the look in his eye. His eyes get really big, and he just looks like, what?
Nice.
So I, for the most part, I keep it to myself. I'll tell him here and
gotcha.
There. But, yeah, I don't always share because I see the panic. But if we're out somewhere or we're, like, at, like, my in-law's house or something, I will, and somebody's there, I will tell him because I feel like there's so many people around and I need to just get it out. So he's always the chosen one because I don't want to tell any of them and freak them out. So I just tell him.
That's hilarious.
And make him part of my secret.
Yes. Well, and it also feels safer to tell him in a crowd of people because he won't freak out.
Right. Oh, I never thought of that part of it. That's totally true. Because he can't, because then everyone will be like, what are you talking? What is your problem?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right?
I was using some psychology on him and didn't even realize it.
Didn't even realize it. Getting him used to this whole thing. Brent's pretty used to it by now. It's all good. Good.
Ken is getting a lot better with, you know, the messages and stuff, and I can very openly talk to him about that. But he still gets a little freaked out because he thinks of it as, like, ghosts and, oh, my gosh, there's ghosts in my house, and what does that mean?
Oh, okay.
And, yeah. So I'm working on that. It's taking a little longer than I expected, though.
Yeah, sometimes it does. I think Brent, it's because where his shirt pocket is will vibrate as if his cell phone is there vibrating when he needs to pay attention to something. And being at his job, you know, there's some dangers that... So as soon as he feels that, he knows he needs to look around and pay attention. And it's usually something. So no wonder he asks if there's any big messages because he gets them all the time, right?
Right.
Pay attention or if something's going on with his family... We'll know about it because things will start happening here. And then we avoid the phone. Oops, did I say that out loud?
They're not listening, right?
Right. Kind of entertaining, and then every once in a while he usually phones them just to get it over with because he's, you know, doesn't want to be irritated with all the energy anymore, and then
right.
He finds out what was going on and moved on. Yeah. Yes. So funny. So let's think of some other ways that they pop in.
I know some. I've had some people tell me about Like they'll hear something repeating in their head, whether it's a song or just like a saying or something. And or it'll be a feeling. Like I had a girl that I used to work with. She said, I wish I could remember the story exactly, but it was something about needing to wash her hands. And she kept, like, having that feeling or hearing that or something. And so finally she called her mom, and she was like, "Mom, this is nuts. Like, I keep hearing this or seeing this message or seeing the words or something." And her mom said, "Oh, it's your," so whether her sister or her cousin or something. She said, "Don't you know she was a freak about that? Like, she was a germaphobe, and she would always talk about washing your hands and da-da-da." And then
no
she
way.
Put it together and was like, "Oh, my gosh, that's right." So, yeah. And at the time, she had been going through something with her boyfriend. And her mom was like, "See, she's trying to tell you to get rid of him." So she, of course, asked me, like, "Well, what do you think of this?" And I'm like, "You just had it all spelled out for you. You don't need my input."
Nice. So the radio station thing, too, when you think you hear a radio station or a TV on, and you know that you have nothing,
mm-hmm.
when it's quiet in your house and you're thinking, is the TV on? Is the radio on? Where is that? Lots of times, I mean, every once in a while it is actually a toy or something going off. Ooh, that's another one. But, yeah, that mm-hmm. frequency that happens, and you're trying to tune into it, but you just can't. That is one of the ways they try to get our attention.
Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned toys.
Too. Mm-hmm. Yes. My grandma, my mom's mom, she used to set toys off all the time. She doesn't as much anymore, probably because my kids don't have those kind of toys as much now.
Mm-hmm.
I live with my husband, though. But, yeah, toys would go off randomly. I'd be like, "Hi, Grandma."
Baby monitors are a huge one. Like the staticness, the staticky sound in the baby monitors. I have a good one of my really close friends. This happened to her a lot with
mm-hmm.
her baby.
Nice. It's just,
yeah.
It's like they look for any kind of frequency to try to say hi. Because I always get the, you know, that visual of them pressing their face up against a glass, waving at us, trying to get our attention, and we just don't see them.
Mm-hmm.
Or notice them. And so they just try to find ways.
Right. And so when, like, these really freaky things happen, like the lights turning off or toys going off on their own, it's not, I mean, it's freaky to us because it's an abnormal thing for most people.
Right.
But they're not trying to scare us. It's just the only way that they know how to let us know that they're there. That's the only way to make their presence known to us. So they have to do things that are, you know, a little out of the ordinary, because otherwise we probably wouldn't stop and take notice.
It's true, because we get so distracted just by life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, movies have made it scary for us. But let me tell you,
yes.
people, I'm not scared of it, so it's all good. It doesn't freak me out, so it's all good, and I'm a scaredy cat. But movies made it like, you know, so if you hear that sound, oh, my goodness, something bad's going to happen. And so we get stuck
yeah.
into that energy, but it's just not true. They just
right.
want to say hi. They want to let you know that everything's good with them. Sometimes they, you know, give you information just through an information download. If your ears ring, top of your head tingles, basically they want to help.
Mm-hmm.
So how about we talk about when we do medium readings? How it feels, how it looks, what are some of the things that we're told or what happens? Wanna?
Sure.
Okay. I'll start since it was my idea. So let
okay.
me think. What are some of the more interesting things? Well, I don't have medium readings as a separate offer. I do it when we do a soul session because I can't just randomly tap into crossed over loved ones. Like, I couldn't dial up Elvis if you wanted me to. Like, forget it. That's not going to happen. Unless you are a really close relative, then I could. For me, there has to be some sort of energy connection that's big, like a really close friend or a relative. I can't, I've had people ask me, can you dial into my husband's uncle? And it didn't work. Their uncle showed up instead. So that's just how it works for me. So they will show up when I'm doing a soul session because the person I'm working with needs to have the messages that their crossover loved ones are okay. And they usually, it's like charades. So I get visuals, I hear things, I smell things, and I have to explain to whoever I'm working with what I'm seeing, hearing, feeling, and sometimes it just doesn't even make sense to me, but it always makes sense to them. Because I want the crossed over loved one to give some sort of sign that I could never know about to the person sitting across from me. When it doesn't work is when the person sitting across from me wants to play games. Like they think, well, I'm going to think of this certain thing, and only if they say that will I believe. And it just shuts down. Because when I connect, I'm connecting to their energy and then to the crossover loved one. I'm not connecting right to the crossover loved one because that's not how it works for me for this part. So if they start to play games with their energy, it actually shuts it off, and I have to explain to them that's not how this works. If you want to do it that way, that's fine, but it won't work because you're just going to irritate me.
Well, it makes it a lot harder for people like us who tune into energy. It becomes very, very chaotic energetically.
It does. It does. Mm-hmm. And it blocks it rather than open it. So when you are having a medium reading, try to keep your energy open. I mean, and make the person prove to you, of course, right? Don't just believe what they're saying. So what happens for me is I like the visual part, and I will describe who I'm seeing, see who it fits, or they'll do something. Like, one of them was dancing this jig, and I'm like, okay, they're dancing some sort of a jig or something. What does that mean to you? And they just bursted out laughing. I said, we always did that. And I'm like, okay, they're doing some kind of funky chicken dance here, because you know, that's what it looks like to me. Or, I don't know, I have, so the crossover loved ones still have their personality, and they're hilarious sometimes. Like, if my client is with someone that they, you know, want to not be with anymore, their crossover loved one will, like, show me that they need to kick that person out, and they'll show kicking in the ass. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
They're very opinionated. Isn't that a good word, Virginia?
Yes. Very.
Very opinionated, because from their perspective and the dimension they're in, they see the bigger picture and they really truly want you to be happy. Now, having said that, they won't show up and tell you to get rid of them until it's the right time. Like if you have some karma with this person or a soul contract, right, they won't tell you to get rid of them until it's time to do so.
Right.
I mean, they will send you little nudges, but you know what I mean. So let me see what else funny things have happened. This one is really hilarious. So I was driving to someone's house to do a reading because it was for their grandma, and so we decided I'd drive there because why not?
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm going to, usually I don't. I stay home because when I'm getting in the zone to do a reading, I kind of space out a little. And so if I'm driving to the house, chances are I'll get lost. Like, I'll miss my turn. I have to backtrack. It happens to me all the time, all the time. And I thought, oh, I don't want to today. I need help. And so the lady I was reading for, her husband showed up and sat in my passenger seat and directed me right to their house.
Nice.
Isn't that cool?
That is awesome.
I was like, thank you, because backtracking on this road would have had to do lots of circles, and I didn't want to. So now, I usually ask my grandma to help me now. But yeah, I was like, hey, that was fabulous. So when I got there, after a little bit, I explained who came with me, and yeah, it was him. It was awesome.
I like that.
Your turn. Do you have some stories?
I do. Well, for me, when I'm making the connection, it's I can do separate medium readings. You know, Shannon said she doesn't offer them as a separate thing. I have done them, but I connect in a very similar way to you, Shannon, where I don't do like, oh, okay, who's here? Because I'm so sensitive and so open that if I do that, oh, okay, who's here thing, I'm flooded and overwhelmed and it's hard to sort through and I feel like I'm trying to push my way through like a huge crowd and that's just too much for me. So I prefer to have, you know, a personal connection like you do. I prefer to have a client who has a personal connection with somebody who's crossed over. And I like, if I'm doing a medium reading, I like to have the first name because I like to tune into the energy of the client by, you know, going with their first name and then tuning into the crossed over loved one through their first name and kind of make that triangle connection there. But with that said, I can't just, like you had said, you know, they want their husband's uncle and sometimes it's their own uncle. You know, we can't guarantee who comes through. Like, definitely, you know, you come and you want to hear from Granny and, you know, Grandpa comes through. Well, I can't control that. I will try to connect with Granny, but I can't promise that will happen because it's not up to us who decides to come through. It's up to them. And the ones that come through, like Shannon said, are the ones who need, you know, have the bigger message or have something important that needs to either be said or reconciled or something of that nature. With that said, I have been doing, you know, just regular intuitive readings or I've even been doing coaching sessions or hypnotherapy sessions and, you know, someone has connected to the client has shown up. So
nice.
I've had that happen too where somebody just kind of pops in and is like, oh, hi. And it's so hard with it. I had it with a hypnotherapy client recently. And I'm, you know, talking to the client. She's in a trance state. And as I'm talking to her, I'm, you know, like having an energetic conversation with the spirit. I'm like, gotta go. Like, I have to concentrate on her. She's more important right now. And I don't care what, like, I can't do this. Because, as you know, with hypnosis, you really need to be tuned into the client to make sure that.
Absolutely.
Yes. They're getting the correct messages and nothing crossed. And it got really crazy. And I told her about it afterwards because I kept hearing this buzzing noise, and I was so afraid that it was affecting her. And I'm like, so after, you know, I brought her back up, and I said, did you hear any of that? And she's like, no, what are you talking about? And I'm like, oh, my goodness, so loud and so crazy. But I was the only one hearing it, not her. Thank goodness, because I'm like,
Thank goodness.
I can't have this distraction. Yeah. So that was a really crazy session, that's for sure. But it's not fun, is it?
No, with hypnotherapy clients. Yeah, we're going to do a past life regression, and I'm like, okay, look, people, you can't be here right now. This isn't the time. Back off, and I kick them out. Seriously, because they'll show up. Because lots of times, before my client actually gets to my house, people will start showing up. I'm like, okay, not today. This isn't the kind of session today. Get out.
Right.
Not going to happen.
Yes, I've had to do the same thing. It is so, and I laugh about it afterwards, and I'll, you know, tell the client about it afterwards, and if they do stick around after the session, you know, I will try and tune in a little bit and see if there's anything going on, but especially with hypnotherapy, it's so energetically involved that it's too hard
it
to, yeah. But it's fun. It's funny, kind of.
It is funny.
And then, like you, I get a lot because, you know, I'm empathics and you are too. So I'm sure that you I'll get some physical sensations and feelings, and you know, I'll get visions. Sometimes it plays like a movie in my head.
Yeah.
and I'll explain like the things that I'm seeing. I get I have some signs and symbols that, you know, are related to me. Like if I see a daisy when I'm asking about how they passed, and I see a daisy, I know that it was peaceful for them.
Nice.
Yeah, so I have some personal signs and symbols, and I can hear them, like I can have a conversation with them, and that's the fun part, is the having the conversation, because that's really when we get to see a lot of their personality, and also like the dancing, how you saw, you know, the little chicken dance or whatever was happening. It's
mm-hmm.
fun, that part, because it's fun to see, especially when they're funny, and they have all this
yes.
charisma, and so that part is funny, and it's fun to like have that conversation, and but it's so fascinating to see their personalities come through. That's what I think I get the most of, is their personality. And if they're very gentle in nature, I'll notice that right away. And if they're really loud and rambunctious, like, it's just fun to capture and experience that aspect, I think.
It is, because energetically it feels really cool.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And don't you find that energetically it kind of raises the vibration of yourself and your client no matter what happens?
Yes. Because it's like when their personality is coming through, any doubt or questions that the client may have kind of all goes out the window when they recognize the personality aspect of their loved one, because there's usually no denying that. Like, how would I know?
Yeah.
Or how would you know that, you know, your client's loved one, you know, and them always did this crazy dance, and that's what you're seeing, and that's, like, that's just parts that, sure, there's signs and symbols, and there's things that are common for a lot of people, but when we get that aspect of their personality, there's, like, no denying that.
True. There's no denying it, right? And
yeah.
It just kind of connects you to bigger energies.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very cool, because then your own intuition gets a little nudge and will
mm-hmm.
open even more. Yay!
It's fun.
Okay.
I like it. I don't offer medium readings like you, Shannon, as its own separate thing, because I found that it's kind of too much pressure, I feel like.
Yes.
More so on myself, because usually when people want a medium reading, they're really, really in need or just searching for something, and energetically, it's just too much pressure, because I don't know I can't guarantee who's going to come through, and I don't know if they're going to get the message that they want, and I'm someone who always wants my clients to be happy, and
mm-hmm.
so it gets all too confusing and too heavy, so if someone pops up during a session, that's fine, but I don't necessarily like to do, I will, and I have,
I know, we're the same. I will, and I have. But the thing is, energetically, it doesn't take more energy. It's just more of a focused energy. And what I've always found happens is my client needs more support than just that.
Right.
Right? I don't get just straight medium readings for myself. I want, like, an intuitive reading and them to tell me things and help me understand things in my world better. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's great that, you know, I could have a medium reading and say hi to Grandma, but I can say hi to Grandma anytime. She's right here.
Right, right. And see, now for me, I feel like energetically it does take a little bit more.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's the pressure I'm putting on myself or – no, it's –
probably.
It takes a more of a toll out of me because I feel like I'm connecting to a different plane or a different – dimension, if you will.
Yes.
And if I was just tuning into living energies, yeah. So it's a little bit heavier for me, and it does take a little more energy, and it's more draining, definitely.
it feels like it's a denser energy than when you're connecting to the universal energies to do your intuitive readings and psychic readings. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
That's how I feel too.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's helpful to the client, but I feel it's more helpful in with the support and the coaching part of it too.
Yes.
So, since we're talking about coaching, your life has drastically changed since you used to be my co-host on this radio show. So let's do a little Virginia promotion right now.
All right. It has drastically changed.
Virginia's energy just went awkward, Shannon. Thanks for putting me on the spot.
Shannon loves to do this to me, and she wonders why I like to scare her.
I know, right?
So,
since I put you on the spot, let me talk about you for a minute.
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
Virginia is now focusing on her intuitive coaching career. She's good, by the way. And if you,
thank you,
those of you that actually know me in person, know that I don't give out praise if you suck, and I will tell people that that person sucks. Virginia doesn't suck, not even a little bit. So Virginia now, you're welcome, changed her life. She released a job that she's had for a long, long, long time and is taken a huge leap of faith, which I'm so proud of her for because they're not easy. And she's doing her intuitive coaching. And so people can find you how?
Through my website, virginiablank.com. I also have a Facebook page that you can find me on. It's a really long Facebook page address, so I'm sure if you do a search on Facebook, you'll find me, but it is on facebook.com/VirginiaBlankIntuitiveHealing. It's been a huge, huge change, that's for sure, but it's an exciting one, and I'm happy to be purely focusing on my business. I offer intuitive coaching sessions and hypnotherapy, and I actually have a special going on right now through the end of the month, and it's 10% off all single hypnotherapy or intuitive coaching sessions, because I do offer package pricing as well. That's why I have to specify that it's 10% off the single sessions only, The prices are already reflected on my website, so you can find all that there. Yeah, I'm so excited and happy, and I've got some classes going on. I've been teaching my intuition development classes at a local shop, and I've had a lot of people ask me do you do them online, because I don't live anywhere near there, and so I am offering those online as well starting in January, and all that information is on my website as well under workshops and classes. So I'm really excited. I've got a lot going on, but not as much as I used to now that I left the job. But it's a good thing. I'm so happy and so excited to be focusing on my business. It feels right, and it feels like it's time.
Nice. You guys need to check out Virginia's Facebook page and her website. Yay! Now, let's see. What other last today? Oh, and I'm going to shamelessly self-promote myself. I am nominated for a Mompreneur Award of Excellence, and this Alberta Cowgirl wants to go to Toronto and get that award. But I need you guys to vote for me, how it works, and you vote until, I don't know, it's a really long contest. Like, it's not over till March. And then awards gala is March 22nd. Yeah, so lots of time to vote. And you get to vote every day if you wish to. And, of course, I get to vote for myself if I want to, but I don't even vote every day. I forget. But, yeah, so if you guys could go to my website, psychiccowgirl.com, there's a link there. You can go. You can vote for me, and that would be fabulous.
And you can only vote once per day, because I've gone to, and it times you, I've gone to vote, and it'll say, you've already voted. Please come back in 9 minutes to vote again.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm like, darn it. Yeah.
That's funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes,
hilarious. It tells you.
It does. Okay.
But I did find, let me just stress this. I did find that in trying to vote for Shannon, in doing so from, like, my phone or a tablet, it was not working. I had to do it from the computer.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Yes. Because once I did it on my computer, I logged in right with Facebook, and I had no problems at all.
Cool. Thanks, Virginia.
You're welcome.
Okay, so you guys all realize now that we've talked about mediumship and crossed over loved ones visiting, that you're all going to probably get visits because we kind of opened the energies. So here's Virginia, let's just tune into the energies a little bit and see what pops in that people are going to really notice right now. Feels like... feels like radios and TVs are going to... Songs are going to pop up, or messages on TVs. Pay attention to those. Like when you turn on the TV and there's some weird commercial or someone promoting something or saying something, those tend to be messages from your crossed over loved ones. Notice what you notice, right?
Yeah, it's just being aware. And not second-guessing or questioning. Just trusting.
Yes, just trusting and say hi.
Because
the more you say hi and acknowledge that they're there, the more they'll come back.
Or if it is a message, like through a song or a commercial or something on the TV, smile and say thank you. Acknowledge that you got the message by saying thank you.
Very nice. So what else do you think is going to happen?
I, as soon as I closed my eyes, I saw lights flickering. So that's what I'm feeling.
Lights flickering. No wonder I'm having trouble with light bulbs the last few days.
And I'm feeling like all of a sudden I'm seeing the Christmas tree lights just randomly going out. And it's funny to me, and it feels like a funny thing. So if your lights go out on your tree, once you get it up, don't panic and take all the lights down. Wait a day or two to see if they just magically come back on.
Good plan.
Before you take the tree apart.
Good plan. I know years and years ago, I used to come home and lights would be on in my house all the time. And I knew that I shut them off. And so it got to the point where I went, hey, you know what? Electricity is expensive. And you're, you know, I'm not happy about this. You find another way. You quit turning my lights on, and then it stopped. I'm like, hey, people, I have to pay the power bill here. Give me some money.
Right.
So if they're trying to reach out in a way that doesn't make you comfortable or you don't always notice, ask them to switch it up. Seriously, they will. Ooh, the corner of your eye thing, right, Virginia?
Yes.
Huge one, right?
Yes, that has been happening like crazy to me since October.
Nice. So when you notice something out of the corner of your eye and you look and it's not there and you're like, oh, I must have been seeing things, you were not. So here's how you can develop that. So you're doing something, you notice something out of the corner of your eye, freeze for a second and just kind of take a mental snapshot and then look. And then pull back that mental snapshot if you can. Imagine or visualize it. Don't worry about having everything perfectly right. And check for details. Keep doing that, and pretty soon you'll see them.
And if physically seeing a spirit freaks you out, then let that be known. Like, I don't know if I can physically see you. It might be too much, you know. Like, maybe just give me a mental picture.
Yes.
That used to happen to me. I used to physically see spirits all the time when I was younger, like way younger. Mm-hmm. And it really started to freak me out. And I'm like, I don't want to see this anymore. It's scaring me. And so now I just mentally see them. I get a mental picture.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, that's an excellent thing to bring up. You get to have control, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not at the mercy of anything. If you don't like what's happening, say, I don't like that, please stop.
Right.
The end, right? It's as simple as that.
And that's another, I've had to do that as well during readings because, again, I talked about being sensitive and empathic and I'll physically feel things. And so a lot of times I ask how they passed and I will get physical symptoms. And there's been times that it's been so strong or heavily impressed upon me that I have had to like, whoa, you know, I'm getting a little lightheaded or I feel like I'm going to pass out because it's just too much. So I've had to, you know, tell them, like, I need you to, this is too much. It's overwhelming me. We need to stop with the physical. Can you just show me images because this is too much? And it stopped instantly and I started getting just the mental pictures.
Nice. I love that you shared that because so many times we feel like we don't get to choose what happens, right?
Right.
And if all of that bothers you, say, visit me in my dreams. Because a lot of times we're just more open then, right? And ask to remember your dreams.
Yeah, because when we're dreaming, our conscious minds aren't busy telling us, this is not happening, this is not possible.
So true.
We're much more open to the experience.
Yes. We're more willing. We're willing to go play with our crossed over loved ones and our dogs and cats. So funny, this morning my youngest crawls into bed with me because we get a snow day today. We should have had one yesterday, so we took one. And he starts talking about the cat we used to have that crossed over about a year ago, Dina. And talking about how we need a picture of her, and I'm sure she still visits, and yeah, it's so funny, I'm thinking, because, yeah, my show today is on this. This is a secret. I haven't let him know how psychic he is. I will seriously be messaging with someone, and he'll say it in the other room.
Oh, wow.
I know he's a brat. He's like his mother. I don't want him to know yet. Maybe I'm being a bad mom, but I don't want him to realize how good he truly is yet. Not until I can figure out how to work with it for him.
Yeah, I was just going to say, don't tell him yet. Let him.
Oh, because he's only 8.
Time. Yeah. Because he's going to start using it against you.
I know. I have to protect myself. I have to make sure I have the mommy card to play.
He'll say, I know how to get around this with mom.
I know. He already does lots. The oldest one, I can read like a book. The youngest, not so much. No. He can block me. Little monkey.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I know. And I have to, like, not let him know, right?
Right.
Sometimes I have to find ways to, you know, make sure he knows that mommy knows everything. Yeah. I know,
but don't you think he has his little guys nudging him saying, she really doesn't.
Great. Thanks. Huh.
Well, now you use that to your advantage. Like, I don't care what you feel like, you know, your little guys, your little voices are telling you. I do know. They're not being honest.
Well, I'm not going to say that.
Right, because you don't want them to think that they're not.
Yes, exactly right. I know this will be an adventure. I'm sure I'll end up writing a book about how to have a psychic child who's better than you. And I'm pretty freaking awesome, so yeah, he's good. He's good. Yeah. Well, holy hay crops, that show went by fast.
It did.
Thank you so much for coming on, Virginia.
Thank you for having me, Shannon. I was so excited.
So you know that now that you don't have to go to that other job, I'm going to recruit you more to come play with me here.
Yes, yes, I had that feeling.
Did you guys feel her energy? Just like, oh, God, Shannon, really? Well, thank
Shannon
you, everybody, for listening.
With...
I don't even have time for the outro today. Okay, but I'm going to play it anyway. So have a great rest of the week.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. For more information, to connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.